2 episodes in and the trail went cold. It's not without reason. And on this episode, we talk all about that. Hi, my name is Molly. Welcome back to the cruise. If you're new here, we're happy to have you join us. On this side of the internet, we have days where we're truly living and others where we're barely surviving. But don't be alarmed. Just like you, we are trying to figure things out. We are navigating through life the best way we know how. From our last episode, I did promise a follow-up and a different voice to shed more light on the topic relationship with self. P.S. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, please do. Okay, now back to this. I took the time to record the episode, you know, the guest prepped for the discussion, everything in between, like everything was set. The episode, I think I still have the audio. And although we did kind of experience some technical difficulties, that somehow just gave me more reason to lazy around. I felt it was important to have this discussion, or rather record and release this episode before anything else, because I want to be as honest as possible and I don't want to just highlight the good and leave out the bad, you know, paint this picture that I have it all together when in reality I'm just cruising through life, cruising through podcasting, and I'm taking one day at a time, you know? Now, back to this situation. I start a podcast, record 2 episodes, and I'm gone. This is not something new for me. I tend to do this a lot, and my friends can attest to this. I start projects, and halfway through, I just leave everything, and that's the end of that. And to be honest, I don't think I'm the only one who does this or has experienced or experiences this, where you go into something so excited and halfway through, I guess you give up. And it could be for various reasons. For me, I am such a planner. I visualize everything, literally everything, before I walk into project or just life in general. However, there's a downside. I don't really prepare myself mentally and emotionally for the negative. Not really the negative, but for the challenges along the way. I mean, I will literally have an idea today, map out every little detail, and for the lack of preparation for the negative, like if something doesn't work out according to plan, you know, if someone who was supposed to do this for me is not available or says no or something, you know, just anything, I just let the negative voice in my head control me, and ultimately I just give up. That's the end of that. That project is done. I'm like, universe, this wasn't for me. Thank you for the message. I get it. Moving on, you know. And around this time last year, I made the decision to actually put myself out there and take that leap, as opposed to saying, when this comes up, that's when I'll do it. When I get this, I will do this. You know, I just do it. And in more than one occasion, I found myself on the verge of giving up. And what it's not for the people around me who constantly gas me up, like shout out to my friends, like, I love you guys. I don't think I would be where I am now. Like, I will walk into something. I remember towards the beginning, I remember around January, I made the decision to go after a passion of mine or something I've always wanted to do. Halfway through, not actually halfway through, I think 2 weeks in, I was like, see, okay, maybe this is not for me. This is too much. It's too hard. Why am I even doing this? Who's ever done this? You know? And just, you know, my friends would be like, yo, this is so nice. Like, you should do this. Keep doing this. Da 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 da. And I was like, yeah, okay, maybe I'll do it. And the more I pushed myself to do this and focus on that and just keep going, the more fulfilled and happy I became. It was the best feeling in the world, to be honest. And with this podcast, the past few weeks have felt like that, you know. And my saving grace has been focusing on why I started this podcast in the first place. I remember before I even released an episode, I did this list of 10 things why we're starting the podcast. Like, why am I doing this? And I would just randomly read through them. Like, this is why we started this. This is why we're doing this. And just constantly reminding myself that I did not start this podcast for the fun of it. I had a purpose to start this podcast and I should see it to completion, however it goes, you know. And that for me was what gave me the strength to even come back and to even record this episode, to even talk about this right now. That was it for me. And pulling myself out of that dark place, it was just mentally and emotionally draining. I honestly can say the past few weeks have just been some of the hardest weeks this month, I guess, and last month. I've just been, not been, I am tired, I am exhausted, but the feeling that I did that for myself is so fulfilling. I'm so happy that I actually did that and I keep doing it every single day. And as I record this episode, I'm proud of myself and that feeling is worth it. So I'm speaking to you who's walked into something and you've been there for like 2-3 months, two, three classes, and you just feel like this is not for you. It's not worth it. You want to give up. You want to quit. Please don't. Please don't. Okay. I'm doing this podcast. I'm still here for episode 3. So please don't. Don't quit. Don't give up. Remember why you went there in the first place. Remember why you're doing what you're doing. Focus on that, and it will take time. You will need some time, space. It will drain you, but just do it, okay? Just take the time to remind yourself. I am doing this because of this and that. I'm doing this for me, and I'm sure I can promise you towards the end of whatever it is that you're doing, you will feel so happy, so fulfilled, and you will be proud of yourself for not giving up. And I'll be proud of you too. Yeah, so don't give up. Please don't. This is me. talking to you on this podcast, telling you do not quit. I am here. I'm doing this. We're doing this. We're cruising, okay? We're cruising through life. We're winning. We're holding on to the positive. We're closing the year, this year on a high. We're not going to give up on ourselves. We're going to do it. All right? Yeah, we're going to do it. Keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't give up. I'm now more motivated and excited to share and voice these experiences with you. So from here on out, it's back to normal programming. Every Friday, an episode will drop, a different voice, different discussion. Yeah, it's going to be one hell of a cruise, guys. Buckle up. You are not ready for this. Oh my God. Okay, this is not a Nicki Minaj song. But yo, that was quite the ride. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God. I really had to remember. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, well, they're not many, but anyway, you get the point. Don't forget to share this podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend and another friend. Leave a review and engage with me. Share your stories, your experiences. I would really love to hear from you. And yeah, don't give up, okay? Until next time, spread love and light. Bye!